Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Happy weekend and welcome. Another fine conversation gets underway here on our Odyssey stations. I want to welcome you to our public affairs program known as Community Focus, where good people are definitely doing some great things in our communities. And because time is of the essence, let's get right to it. We are going to discuss with a fine and esteemed panel of guests, a radio family. We are continuing in what we're now calling Give Work a Chance. Now, this is still very much a part of the workforce development conversations that we have been having, but we're kind of tweaking the title here just a little bit. As I, Renee Vaughn, want to welcome, of course, a very familiar member of our Community Focus family. Good morning to you, Joel Leonard. We're back at it again.
Good morning. This is outstanding. I'm just going to go ahead and start because
yes,
we had a late start, and it actually is symptomatic of what we're dealing with. All the technologies and all the communications and all this makes it very difficult. So we're starting 20 minutes late, and we got people that are going to be wrapping up. So I'm going to go ahead and let people know that existing manufacturers need help now.
Exactly.
Over the last year, the mega site additions of Boone Supersonic, over 2,000 employees from there. They're making the next version of the Concorde jet in Greensboro. The Toyota electric vehicle battery is hiring 2,100 people this year. VinFast down in Sanford's making progress, and they're going to be hiring an estimated 7,500 people. Wolfspeed, which had the president come in, had 5,000 jobs announced. And numerous other companies, including past guests of this program, Nucor Steel. And believe it or not, they can't find enough candidates to interview to hire their first batch of general labor and entry-level jobs. And so, and they actually, anybody that's interested, can go to Nucor.com/Lexington.com. So the Triad company is all over the news, all these new ones. Everybody's talking about them. But the companies who are doing the biggest challenges, everybody's forgotten. Everybody has thought of, hadn't even recognized what's going on. So who are they? They're the existing employers.
Exactly.
Existing manufacturers.
Right.
Who probably did not get a huge tax incentive to come here. So what are we going to do? Today's program is dedicated to existing manufacturers who are coping with the challenge of finding qualified, committed talent in the midst of 3% unemployment.
And very happy, exactly, Joel, and very happy as to why we are having this particular conversation. Now, before we introduce another great panel, we want to give a shout out of thanks to Lewis Judge, who is the Associate VP of Business and Industry of Alamance Community College. member of our Community Focus family for assembling such a marvelous panel. And in the course of this conversation, this is going to be a treat for you too, Radio Family. We're going to give you particulars on a Give Work a Chance job fair and how you can be a part of that as well. First of all, let's say good morning, Joel, and welcome the president of Fairystone Fabrics, one Mr. Jim Bryan. We also have the production manager of former Fabric Labs, and see, I'm going to have to work on that. Try saying that three times. I have to break that down. Former Fab Labs. One Miss.
No, it doesn't have labs. I'm the one that added labs.
Oh, you added labs, so there's no S on the end.
It's just Fab. It's a metal. Yeah, it's a metal processing company.
Okay, not a problem. Well, one thing that hasn't changed is the production manager. Becky, you're going to help me with the pronunciation of your last name. Is it Deuterer?
Dutterer.
Okay. I was close, Becky.
You were close.
Thank you. And last but by no means least, we have the senior talent partner and talent acquisition. Actually, she's the specialist with US at ABB. Want to say good morning to you, Rita Lawrence. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Excellent. So this question is actually to everyone on the panel, and we can...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Decide who would like to go first, second, third, and down the line. Why is workforce?
Well, let me, if you don't mind, Renee, I just want to bring up the vacuum jobs.
And this is
something that everybody's going to be dealing with.
That is important.
You know, what are vacuum jobs? When new companies start hiring, who are they going to hire? The most qualified people. Who are the most qualified people? The people already doing the jobs.
Right.
Hence the term vacuum jobs, because new companies could absorb existing employer staff, creating vacuum, thus destabilizing our existing companies. Now we can go.
And thank you for pointing that out. That's very important information, so I don't mind being interrupted from that standpoint. So why is workforce development, everyone, important to the companies that you're representing?
I'll go first. This is Jim Bryan at Fairystone.
Good morning, Jim. Glad to have you on board.
Good morning. Yeah, we're celebrating our 55th year in business here in Alamance County. We've got 120 people coming to work 24 hours a day. And like everybody else, we've got an aging, experienced workforce that is either at or close to retirement. So we're trying to develop the next technical workforce. The people coming through the front door have a limited or no experience in our industry or are bringing technical knowledge from a different industry. And so we've started, you know, back in 2015. We were the founding members of Alamance CAP, the high school apprenticeship program. That's now expanded to an adult apprenticeship program for those 16 to 24 that are needing employment. And we're working with NC Works and a number of other organizations to find folks that we can bring in that are motivated and have a vision of a career. We're not hiring for a job. We're hiring for a career where you're going to start off in one job and gain skills and knowledge and then be promoted all of, as high as you want to go.
Wow.
So that we can have that technical workforce 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Jim. Becky or Rita, who would like to go next?
Okay, this is Becky.
Okay.
So pretty much the same as what Jim is saying. Here at Formafab, it's the company is called Formafab Metals, and we're in Mebane on U.S. Highway 70. Been in business since 1996. We have over 150 years of collective sheet metal fabrication experience here. And, you know, most of the difficulties we're having are finding people with the knowledge of running machines at a machine shop. So, you know, recently we've partnered with ACC to, you know, try and get in with some of the programs that they have. And even we've even talked to them about maybe starting a new program for, like, press brake machines and because there's really not a training class for that yet. And that's one of the jobs that we have really hard difficulty finding people. And we're also trying to hire people that are looking for a career, not just, you know, a paycheck.
Right.
So, same difficulties.
Thank you for sharing that, Becky. And Rita, you have to say the last say.
Absolutely. To piggyback off both, Becky and Jim, same thing, same situation, same issues. So ABB is a technology leader in electrification and automation. So we've been here and in a global capacity for about 130 years. So we connect the company solutions, we connect it to engineering, the know-how and software to optimize how things are manufactured. So same deal, ladies and gentlemen. We're looking for individuals that want to come in, that want to learn, that want to grow. We manufacture, and we're manufacturing and distribution. So we manufacture products such as power panels, switchboards, motor control centers, automatic transfer switches, and lighting panels. So we are a growing manufacturing and distribution operation across the U.S. and in the local region. So we want to be smart about keeping manufacturing jobs in the U.S. Mm-hmm. and in our communities. So we all agree we have to be engaged in sharing the vision, actively talking about career pathways, and hiring the next generation of manufacturers. Same situation. We've connected with Alamance Community College, Durham Tech, Guilford Tech to target the individuals that are coming through those amazing programs and introduce them to ABB, who we are, what we do, and what we have to offer.
Excellent. Joel, would you like to contribute to what what's being shared thus far?
Well, as you can tell, audience, we have an outstanding group of folks here. I was just curious, have y'all reached out to any of the maker spaces in the area? Are you familiar? And you had a real good one in Burlington that shut down. Are y'all familiar with Forge Greensboro or Winston-Salem's Mixer?
I am, for sure.
I am not.
So that's another partner that y'all might want to reach out to and encourage more educational and the CTE programs and other community groups to set up these groups that enable folks to get quick access to training and acclimated. It's amazing. One of the tricks that you might want to do is you might want to go hang out at the Forge. It's only $50 a month to join or somewhere around there. And it's 24/7 access, and then go share your jobs with them and find out some of the different departments. They actually have a metals department. They have an electronics department. They have welding. I mean, they do all types of classes, CNC, and you can have there's some really good talent that are looking for work, and you don't even have to tell them you're looking for a job. You could actually looking for talent, you can actually just say, hey, I need some help. And you can see how people take care of the equipment. You get to see how they are before you even bring them an interview and they tell you what you want to hear.
Absolutely. I like the sound.
There's a makerspace also at ACC that's got 3D printing and a bunch of other things in it. Okay. And so our apprentices are actually going over there when they go to class and learning about what other opportunities are there for them to learn.
Fantastic. Well, let's do this, Radio Family. First of all, let me officially welcome you, Jim, and Becky and Rita to our Community Focus family, which means you are always welcome to come back on a future program. Joel will explain that to you as well. But before, and I know all of you have tight schedules and likely a couple of you may have to leave this conversation. So before we go to break, can I get from each of you contact information for our listeners so they can get in contact with you to talk to you further about how to fill the need for the jobs with employers that you're looking for? Jim, I'll start with you.
Sure. The best thing to do is go to our website, www.fairystonefabrics.com. That's got a lot of information and a video on it, and you can also figure out a number of different people to contact. You can call me directly at 336-395-1553 or email me at jbryan@fairystonefabrics.com.
Excellent. And Fairystone, by the way, and I'm not saying that people cannot spell, but just to make sure.
I'll do that for you.
Okay.
It's after Fairystone State Park, about an hour and a half from here. It's FairyStone, and then Fabrics, FAB as in boy, RICS.com.
Thank you very much. Jim, you're such a good speller. Becky, it is your turn. Can we get contact information from you?
Yeah, of course. You can always go to our website, www.formafab.com. Or you can reach out to me. My office number is 919-563-5630, extension 305. And you can also email me at Becky, B-E-C-K-Y-D, at formafab.com.
Excellent. And Becky, that's Dutterer. Did I get it right?
Dutterer. Very good.
Thank you so much. And Rita, my dear, let's get contact info from you.
Absolutely. You can go to the website and simply type abb.careers. It's going to bring you to a link. Click on the link. And if you want to, specifically look for jobs in Mebane. Just type the city name, Mebane. And it's going to pull up all of the open opportunities we have in Mebane. Guys, my specialty is blue collar hourly. This website has also the salaried and salaried non-exempt opportunities. So everything from a production operator to an engineer to a VP of finance will be posted on that website.
Excellent.
You can also you can also reach out to me directly at Rita, R-I-T-A, dot Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, at U-S dot A-B-B dot com. And then there's one more really fun way.
Yes.
Every Wednesday, we have an open house here at ABB. Here at Mabin at 6801 Industrial Drive. Drive up to the guard station and tell them you're here for open house.
Wow.
Please bring a hard copy of your resume, and it's ideal to apply online ahead of time. The open house runs from 10 to 12, 10 to noon, every Wednesday. I have operations managers, production supervisors downstairs in this huge conference room, and you can literally walk in. You'll see me or the coordinator. We'll review your resume and then walk you over and introduce you to an actual hiring manager. You can be hired on the spot.
On the spot. Well, I think
that's, you know, that's an outstanding practice.
Absolutely. I love it. I love our panel, and let us go to break so that we can try to get as much information more to share with you, radio family. So I leave you with this question. Won't you give work a chance? You're listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. We will return right after this break. Good morning, radio family. It's the weekend edition of Community Focus. Great conversation with members of our Community Focus family and another wonderful esteemed panel as we continue with what we are calling this particular program, radio family. Give work a chance, as my buddy Joel Leonard of Makerspace USA and also Skill TV joined yours truly, Renee Vaughn. And Joel, let me tell you, how do we do this? It seems like when we have a good panel from our last discussion, we seem to better the conversation, if you will. So we have three new members who are officially now members of our Community Focus family. Jim Bryan, who is the president of Fairystone Fabrics. We have Rita Lawrence, who is the senior talent partner, talent acquisition specialist with US at ABB. And we have Becky Deuterer, who is the production manager at Deuterer. I knew I was going to do that. Forgive me. Becky, I'm going to get it right one of these days. In fact, let me do it right now. Becky Deuterer, who is the production.
Deuterer.
Oh, I did it again. I'm sorry. Becky Deuterer. There I go. It's the production manager at Former Fab Lab. In fact, Becky, let's start.
Former Fab Metals.
Oh, that's right. I'm looking at some old notes. I'm sorry, Joel. That's why I have you here on this program.
Yeah, this is all being compiled here at the last second, everybody. I apologize for all this.
That's okay.
Becky, why don't you tell us, I know you've got to jump. Tell us what more we need to know about you and how we can help you.
I'm really just, you know, I just need good quality help. if there's anybody that's looking for a job, by all means, you can come by here. You can tour the plant. I can show you the different machines, what we're looking for, you know, give you a hands-on look at what we do. Really needing some press break experience. If there's anybody out there that has press break experience, look for a job. So just come by. You can ask for me personally or for Renee Johnson. She's the HR here. Both of us will be glad to help you out, show you around. So really just looking for some good quality people to add to our team.
And hopefully, Becky, they're listening to us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Now, is there like a physical location that you can share with Former Fab Metals?
So our address is 5816 U.S. Highway 70.
Okay.
In Mabin.
Excellent. Well, Becky, thank you very much. Are there any closing comments or thoughts, anything that we didn't cover in the next couple of minutes before you disconnect with us?
No, not really. I appreciate, you know, y'all including us in on this.
Absolutely.
Getting out in the community and being able to really connect with the people is really great, and I greatly appreciate it.
Well, we greatly appreciate you and all that you do with former Fab Metals, and hopefully we will get people to either come see you in person or with your contact information that you shared with us that they'll reach out to you as well. Becky, let me say before you do leave us for the program, thank you for what you are doing with members of our community-focused family, especially in sharing this important information with our listeners, and especially for future employers, whether we have individuals who are about to graduate from college or major university and they're looking for work, or even individuals who perhaps maybe want to come out of retirement and start a brand new, and this is the thing that I liked about that each of Joel, that our radio family and our panelists mentioned, not just a job, not just a paycheck, but a career. And so hopefully, Becky, you can hear from those individuals who want to start a new career. Maybe they want to start afresh from whatever they were doing for a period of time and want to become a member of the former Fab Metals family. So just thank you for everything
Absolutely.
That you do. And I promise you, darling, when we get you back on this program, I'm going to have your name pronounced correctly. That's my mission. That's my goal as a radio host. I am determined to make sure I don't butcher people's names. So thank you for everything, Becky. We really do appreciate you.
Thank you. And thank y'all for including us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Joel Leonard, my friend. We're going to continue on. Of course, we'll still have Jim and Rita on the line. So I wanted to ask each of you, let's get back to or further explain, what does the path for working for your various companies look like? Can you give us a typical day of if being an employer at Fairystone Fabrics or being an employer at US at ABB?
Rita, I'll let you go first.
Well, wonderful. Thank you, Jim. So a typical day, is that what we're discussing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's involved?
Exactly.
What are they face? What are some of the conditions? What are they do? Are they in a dirty, dark, nasty environment like they used to be?
Right, exactly.
No, absolutely not. We're deemed the factory of the future with ABB. So when you're driving north or south on 85, you're going to see this big, beautiful building that has ABB on it. We have a big, beautiful billboard right in front of the building. And then we have, next to the big new building, it's only about 3 or 4 years old, we have a smaller building. So we have two locations here, guys. It's roughly 450,000 square feet. So we're looking at two different sides of the business,
mm-hmm.
where we have one side that houses our low voltage, medium voltage warehouse across the board. We have another side that houses our fabrication area, special processes, where we literally, we source raw materials, and we have a machine here that literally bends, cuts, punches the material to bend into the shape that we need.
Wow.
Guys, we have a facility that's current, that's air conditioned, that's bright and beautiful and organized and literally just begs for you to come visit.
Wow.
You can come to our open house, and if you are selected for a contingent offer, during mm-hmm. open house, and then talent takes over. I then bring you back to the facility on Friday,
right,
where you go through a tour, and we tour both sides of the business, and then you stay with me and do all of your onboarding. So you're hired on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
you tour on Friday, and we try to get you started as quickly as possible.
Wow.
So we've opened our arms and our doors to ACC, excellent partnership again,
mm-hmm.
ABSS, Alamance and Burlington School System. We've had the teachers over recently, a group of about 10 to 15. They came over and toured. And then most recently, we had some of the Lewis Judge from ACC over, along yes. with instructors and one of the directors. In the next 2 weeks, we are having a group of United States, I believe it's Army. They're coming over. They're going to be discharged from Fort Bragg. Mm-hmm. They're coming over to tour our facility as well. So we have break rooms. We have wonderful updated bathrooms. Excellent places to literally sit outside and enjoy the weather if you'd like. So a typical day, you come to work, you clock in, you go to your assigned area, you have your upfront meeting, and then you hit the floor because you know what the needs are.
Right.
Because the supervisor has shared what our goals are for the day. You finish your shift. Of course, you have breaks in between. And sometimes the employee engagement committee will throw in an ice cream social or it's March Madness. We right. have a chili lunch. So we keep those employee engagement things coming as well.
I like that. I really like that, Rita, because that it's more than just going to work. It's building not only relationships with the company, but really perhaps growing some relationships with fellow employees and your fellow coworkers as well.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Jim, my friend, what's a typical day like with you, sir, as president of Fairystone Fabrics?
It's action-packed, and the great thing about getting up in the morning and coming to work is there are things that are going to occur that are not planned, and that you have to deal with those every day. We have a 9:30 morning meeting to update everybody on what happened in the previous 24 hours and what we think is going to happen going forward, and set priorities. Mm-hmm. And those priorities will change from shift to shift. We run 3 8-hour shifts.
Mm-hmm.
So the supervisors are challenged with every 8 hours reevaluating based on customer demand, mechanical delays, whatever it is, how to reprioritize things to make sure that we get first quality product out the back door on a timely basis.
Fantastic. You know what, Jim? I thought you were going to say at the beginning, the one thing that someone is going to like about getting up in the morning and coming to work is seeing your lovely face.
Everybody likes to see my dog. My dog is lying on the floor next to me. She's the vice president of employee morale.
Very nice.
And she gets she's allowed to cruise the halls periodically, and she knows exactly who has dog biscuits in their desk.
Oh my God! Now how cool is that?
That's
to have a vice. Now what's your baby's name?
Her name is Lily. About to turn 11 years old.
Oh,
she's a
wow.
So she's my little hunting dog. So
I love that.
Things in the woods.
And Jim, you know that there's usually some occasion at work where people will have bring your whoever to work day. Lily gets to do that with you every day. How cool is that?
Yeah, she doesn't come every day.
But most days.
Two or three times a week.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Excellent. I really like that. Joel, anything you want to contribute?
So I want to mention.
Yeah, sure. I'm sorry.
While our major focus is local recruiting, retention, and all those good things, we can't sit here and just do that. I want to expand that horizon. So we're now part of Across Carolina 100. Mm-hmm. Which is a organization based at UNC that are looking at the 100 counties in North Carolina and how we can develop the a workforce for as many of those counties as want to participate. Right now, I think there are 30. So we've got 2 months ago, we had 40 professors from UNC here. Mm-hmm. Touring the plant and trying to understand what we're looking for and what things need to be taught, and really what personal skills need to be taught at the college level. But more importantly for us, we partner with Junior Achievement, with Alamance Burlington School System, with the homeschool organizations here in the county, and the private schools, because we need to get down into the elementary and middle school population, both their parents and the kids, to understand, one, there are real careers available here. You don't need to go to California.
Right.
Two, that you need to be, you need to plan and focus on what you want to do and make sure you're taking the right courses to build the skills and knowledge that you can be successful, use when you're successful going forward.
Absolutely, Jim. And I think that goes back to, and Joel, I want to incorporate your feedback on this, to what was discussed earlier in our conversation. What has happened within the last year between 2022 and, of course, 2023, where we are now, where we have the mega site additions of Boom Supersonic 2000, we have Toyota EV, what they're hiring, VinFast, what they're doing. So many companies that are recognizing the talent pool that's right here in a state of North Carolina. As Jim just mentioned, you know, with people not moving way out on the West Coast, not that that's not a bad thing, but because we now have these existing companies who are coming here right in their backyard, it's giving people the opportunity to fill these jobs that these companies desperately need.
Absolutely. I you know, this is really a pertinent program. I do appreciate everybody being on here today. This has been outstanding. Rita and Jim, what else can we do to support you?
Exactly.
Really, you know, we have three target audiences. We need more companies to join us in the apprenticeship role. We need to get word out to the parents that there are careers here, and there are good, well-paying, good-paying jobs. And three, we need to get to the kids that, you know, when they're in middle school or the beginning of high school, so that they understand what they need to do to graduate with the proper credentials or knowledge that are employable. And those are the three big challenges that I think we have today.
And Becky?
Rita. No, you're fine. I agree with Jim. 100%. We need to start a little earlier than we're starting now. So we can literally have those conversations with the middle school kids. Right. Last week, we are part of the Students at Work program with ACC. And last week, I was at Woodlawn Middle School talking with 200 eighth graders. So we have to make sure that we start there, we engage, we allow them to ask questions, make sure they understand the answer. Something as simple as we were explaining the difference between hourly and salary. So just the engagement, the questions, being there. Jim is correct. We need to get more businesses involved and the parents. Absolutely.
So, yeah, I mean, this is a serious issue. I mean, we've got every kid wanting to be a social media influencer, and we don't have them considering the advanced manufacturing career paths. And go ahead.
No. Joel, I was just going to say to you, and we've had this conversation in the past, and Jim and Rita, I just wanted to express, I, too, am glad that we're having this conversation, because we have talked about this before. When it comes to these particular positions, we want to try to dispel the myth that this is only jobs that are for generally the white male population. We're trying to reach particularly, and Rita, I know with you and I being the females in our respective businesses, the importance of recruiting more women in these roles. And Jim, as you alluded to earlier, recruiting just the younger generation of individuals who are coming in and from all social backgrounds. This isn't just for a particular race or a particular economic background. This is open to everybody who has the talent, skill, and who has the mindset of, like we've talked about, and it just bears repeating, having a career, something that you can be proud of when you go to work every day for the rest of your life, or at least until you reach retirement age, and then perhaps transferring or making sure that that skill set goes on, that if you have a son or a daughter that may be interested and they're looking at, like, wow, I really like what mom and dad are doing. Perhaps that's something where traditionally we always talk about wanting to follow in our parents' footsteps, depending upon what it is that they do. So the importance of having these conversations to really get people excited from those individuals or groups that I just mentioned. Just wanted to get some feedback on the panel on that.
If you walk in our plant at any time of day, you will see the definition of diversity.
Great.
There's, five or six different ethnic groups. There's lots of women.
Fantastic.
We need more women in management positions, and we're training for that.
Wow.
We've actually offered and promoted several of them in recent years.
Great.
And the transition from an hourly job where you're working on the floor for 8 hours a day to the office, it's more difficult than you think it is, or than we think it is. So we've had some people request to go back to their former job, which is great. Because we've got dedicated employees, but diversity is not an issue with us, and I doubt it is with Rita as well.
Right.
But recruiting females to join us, we have one female apprentice with us at the moment. Mm. She's in her fourth, about to be in her fourth year, and we're real excited because she's more into the electrical side of the business. And she's getting outside training, outside of ACC. She's getting additional mentorship with a professional that we've hired for both her and one of our adult apprentices so that they can go into the brains of the 116 machines we've got here and open them up, diagnose them, fix them, replace them, do whatever needs to be done. And that's very exciting for us.
Excellent. Well, you just shared some exciting news for me, Jim. Thank you very much, sir.
Absolutely. Same here. You can walk through the door and you will see exactly the same.
Wonderful.
Diversity, women, multiple ethnic groups.
Mm-hmm.
This particular facility literally merged three businesses.
Wow.
We recently relocated one of our facilities in Lake Mary, Florida, and Burlington, Iowa. We brought several lines from each of those facilities here to Mebane, along with the skilled, highly skilled employees that were running that line.
Mm-hmm.
So we have literally female engineering managers here. We have across the board, a group of engaged supervisors, managers, employees. We are looking at ways to, of course, retain our employees, as everyone is. We're talking with ACC and Durham Tech about putting on a continuing education career day where we invite representatives from each school and then have an expert from our HR office come as well and share one of the really wonderful benefits that ABB offers employees: tuition reimbursements, how to use it, how to access it, how to make sure you're taking advantage of all the benefits that we can offer to help grow those employees.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jim said, taking them from the floor to a salaried role, to an engineering role. So providing that path so our employees can not only just grow in job salaries,
but grow in curiosity. Mm-hmm. Because when you're on the floor, ABB Mebane is what I call a divided plant, if you will. We literally have the engineers here that will design the custom builds. And then we also have the production and manufacturing floor. So we design it and we build mm-hmm. it here. And then we ship it out. So you have people on the floor that are building that will look at other opportunities
right.
and say, how do I get there?
Exactly.
So as a leading manufacturer on the electrification side, we're looking at the skill sets of wiring, and electrification, electricity. We want to be in a position to help our employees grow. So we can help them stay.
Nice. Thank you, Rita. Joe, let me say this, since we have been able to really jumpstart this particular program that also serves as a podcast. And this will be the first time, Jim and Rita, that I have actually shared this with the esteemed panel that we've had, Joel, from day one. And I'm saying this right here on this public affairs program, Community Focus. If I should ever leave my line of work being in media and I need something to fall back on, believe me, between you, Jim, Rita, Becky, all of our esteemed guests, I'm contacting somebody because I would love to be a part of workforce development, because everything that I have been hearing over the last several months, Joel, has truly, it's really encouraged me, because I'm in a field where I work around equipment, and there are individuals who build what I get to work on a daily basis, whether it's computers, whether it's working, you know, in the music industry in general. There's always that talent pool of people behind the scenes who don't get enough credit and really don't get put in the spotlight, that help others like myself to look good, though I'm not visually because I'm radio, but you can still hear me. And so to know that when we speak about technology and the things that I do, it really kind of partners or goes hand in hand, because I had to learn a skill set on how to do all of this, even in terms of putting this show together. It takes a skill set. It takes having the talent to do this. You know, it wasn't like I could just walk in here and bam. I had to get some training too. And I think that's for all of us, because we're trained for life skills. It's not just a talent. It's for life skills, something that we can carry with us, you know, whether we're supporting ourselves or supporting our family. So I just wanted to put that into the conversation and just share that with our Community Focus family today.
Absolutely right, Renee. I mean, this has been an outstanding program.
Absolutely.
I hate that we have to wrap things up.
Right.
But I do want to announce that, and everybody start putting on your calendars, and Rita and Jim, and I hope Becky will join us. I'm actually putting together, I'm doing more than just talking on a radio and writing columns.
Right.
I'm going to be pulling together folks, and we're going to be, not only are we going to have a job fair, we're actually creating a special edition magazine. And we're going to make it affordable, we're going to make it available, and we're going to try to get enough sponsorships that we can produce it in a very high-quality format that
Absolutely.
People want to pick it up. And so I'm partnering with a media company in Lexington called Davidson Local, and we're hosting a job fair at this Cider Works, Bull City Cider Works in Lexington, and it's going to be August 24th. Employers need to be there from 3 to 7, and candidates can come from 4 to 7.
Right.
And if anybody's interested, they can contact me. My number, and I'm so glad we gave out everybody else's number earlier, but my
Absolutely.
Number is 336-303-8660. And I'd love to help everybody get this going. Jim and Rita, if you can fit it in your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
The neat thing about these magazines is we can give you stacks of them, and you can pass them out.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Great.
And Joel, I'm so sorry. Someone was knocking on my door. Can you repeat your number, please?
336-303-8660. And I'll follow up and send you all flyers. We're in the process of producing this. This is going to be I've hired two people that I can't really pay, but boy, they're unbelievable. I'm hoping I can get the sponsorships to cover all the effort that they've done. But we have some wonderful folks that are part of the Davidson local team that are that are really stepping up and trying to help solve this problem. Existing employers are being forgotten, and we can't let y'all go under as we're adding in all this business.
Absolutely.
That is true. Well, I'll say this in closing, Joel, we've had another fantastic panel and looking forward to the next time. And I know we'll discuss the dates and time then. But Radio Family, in the meantime, get in contact with Joel. He would really love to hear from you. And if you need contact information for Jim or for Becky or for Rita, Joel can help you out in that area as well. So, Radio Family, I want to thank each and every one of you. I want to say thank you, Jim Bryan. I want to say thank you, Rita Lawrence. And I want to say, Joel, you're going to have to help me out. Becky
Dutterer.
It rhymes with Rudd. I'll figure something to match it. Becky Dutterer, who is with Former Fab Metals. And so, thank you, Radio
Family. Former Metals Lab, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
You got it right. I'm sorry. I'm so busy correcting you. I thought you were going to say it wrong.
No. That's why I'm glad I have you as a co-host for this program.
Normally schedule this out anyway. Sorry about that.
That's okay. But thank you, everyone. And Rita and Jim, there are no goodbyes on this program just until next time. So we'll work on the next time. And thank you, Radio Family, for your wonderful listenership. You have been in tune to the weekend edition of Community Focus. From me, Renee Vaughn, and Joel Leonard, no goodbyes. Just until next time, take care, everyone, and stay safe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.